Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me, just the two of us, continuing our little visit together as I do every week. Once a week, I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my own, that are on my mind. What I want to talk about now is hysteria and going off on information that causes us to do things that impact a lot of people in an overreaction. And one of them is if you've been keeping up with the COVID virus thing, there's a so-called researcher in England, Neil Ferguson, Dr. Neil Ferguson, who is, remember the stories of we could 2 million people could die in America from COVID-19? Well, that's the guy who did that. He's in England, Dr. Neil Ferguson. They called him Dr. Shutdown. Turns out, more than a month after he issued that research, that so-called research, which we relied on here in the United States, barely a month beyond that, his research was proven to be faulty, mistaken, bad research. But for some reason, we took that one piece of evidence, that piece of evidence was heavily weighted in the decision to shut down our economy. Other countries didn't do that. And those other countries fared well. If you'll notice, some states didn't do what other states did. And those states fared well. We have to be careful when we're talking about a country this big, the United States of America, 330 million people, largest economy in the world. The world relies on us on many levels. We have to be careful not to take certain one or two data points, one or two events, and become and overreact to that, and take it as truth, and take steps that impact everyone. And that's, we also need to think about that with regard to the response to the police departments, the police, the law enforcement that we have right now, the move to defund police. Defunding police, this argument, folks, is being raised by people who, in my opinion, who want to destabilize America. That's their goal. Do you know how many people are police officers? How many Americans are police officers? From a constable in a small town with no red light to a big city detective. You know how many there are in America? 800,000. 800,000. Now, if you take all of the shootings in America that happen in a year where a police officer shot someone, You know how many that is? For the year 2019, it's a total of about 500 people were shot by police officers. Maybe a little more than that. 800,000, but think about this: 500 people were shot. Of different races, 800,000 police officers on the job that day, that year, I should say. Think of the millions of contacts a police officer, one police officer working the night shift, probably comes in contact with 20 or 30 people at night, in the night shift. Different people. People who need help. People who are running red lights. People who are selling drugs. People who are committing other crimes. Murders and things like that. They come into contact. Think of the millions, 800,000, do the math on that, on one day, 800,000 police officers doing their work in one day. They conduct millions of law enforcement actions every single day. Obviously, the ones that are a problem, the ones that should not have happened, the ones that people need to be held accountable for, are tiny, tiny, tiny fraction percentages of the total effort that all law enforcement puts in. We have to keep these things in perspective. We must keep these things in perspective. We've got to quit being hysterical about one event or two events, whether it be, regardless of what it is. And the notion of defunding the police is a hysterical idea that is dangerous for America. It will undermine America. What is this? What is the replacement? How do you replace that? 800,000 police officers if you defund them. Folks, we have to speak out about this. Small business owners must speak out about these things. I'm Jim Blassing again. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.